You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM here on this Friday, February 23rd, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. And joining me today is Jennifer Erdman. And Jennifer, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. And well, you have a new role to talk about.
Yeah, just 2 weeks ago, I am back as the RSVP volunteer coordinator out at the University of Minnesota Crookston, who sponsor our program. So thank you so much for them for housing us and sponsoring us. I worked for them for nearly 8 to 10 years, took a break and for 2 years, and now I'm back full time. So I just wanted to get back out there and let people know a bit about our program and the opportunity to serve.
So what exactly does that mean, your role?
My role, so I'm the coordinator, so basically I'm the person to come to for anyone who is interested in volunteering 55 years of age or older in their community. We serve RSVP of AmeriCorps Seniors. We serve seven counties: Kitson, Marshall, Norman, Red Lake, Roseau, Pennington, and of course Polk County. Our office is located out at the university in Selvig Hall, and I can give you my phone number and or email to contact me. I'm very happy and grateful to say that we have over 600 active volunteers right now serving in those seven counties and approximately over 100 stations. And what I mean by stations are sites such as like the Golden Link Senior Center, senior centers, food shelves, libraries, museums, schools, and so on. Basically, our mission, you know, of our program is RSVP, Retired Senior and Volunteer Program of AmeriCorps Senior, connects volunteers, like I said, age 55 plus, with opportunities to serve in their communities, putting their skills, talents, and life experiences into motions for others. So again, a win-win for the senior who's looking for some help, the volunteer, and the community.
Yeah, really impressive they have such big numbers.
Yeah.
And so is that, and you also cover quite a bit of ground, those seven counties. That's a lot of area.
We do, all the way up to about, out to Roseau or Roseau County. So those seven counties. So I'm hoping in March to get back on the road again, you know, once a week or so, and to travel to say just to get the word out again that we are active and looking for new volunteers 55 years of age or older. If they're not already enrolled with our program, who would like to have more information about that and to serve in their community, whether it's at, like I said, a senior center, a blood drive, a library, even a school, reading to children. So we have specific programs also. Our largest program that we facilitate is the SAIL exercise program. That stands for Staying Active and Independent for Life. It's a free strength and balance fitness class. For example, in Crookston, we have two active classes that meet twice per week, and they are led by one of our volunteers, and it's a free class to anyone. And again, it's a evidence-based program, so it's a wonderful exercise program in which a lot of doctors, chiropractors, physical therapists recommend this exercise program to many seniors who might have to recuperate after a fall or this or that. So that is our largest program. I believe right now I've got, from what I can find, about 20 active classes going on in the seven counties that we serve, in which they meet all year round, twice a week for 1 hour. And again, a free class led by our volunteers of RSVP.
And what can people expect?
Well, you would expect increased energy, muscle strength, bone density, improving that, preventing falls, of course, which is the big one. Having better balance is the other. Feel better and elevate your mood. And I guess the biggest thing, too, with this program or any of the other programs that I'll bring up or overall with our program is a socialization, friendships, and great stories that I get to hear and others get to share being involved with these programs.
How important is it to have those socialization skills at that age?
Isn't it? Yeah, it really is, especially with the isolation sometimes in the winter, maybe not so much this year, but just getting out there and having somewhere to go each week.
And especially with this program, the exercising and that too, that can be very important as well.
Yeah, so that's awesome. So if anyone is interested in any of our, again, those seven counties that we serve, wherever you may live, you could contact me and I could find out if there is at this time. But I'm hoping moving forward to get more classes back on board again or starting new classes. So again, I really wanted to bring up our SAIL exercise class being our largest impactful program that RSVP facilitates. We also have a groceries to go program too, that we're very proud of, that we actually have volunteers that serve seniors 60 and over in their homes that may not be able to get to the grocery store or would like to go to the grocery store and don't drive, in which the volunteer could assist them and bring them to the store. So again, it's kind of a win-win for that volunteer. It's very rewarding to help out, but also wonderful for that senior who might not have friends or family to help them. This volunteer could do that. And it's all about that friendship that's created too.
So, let's talk a little bit more about this program. It's an interesting program.
It is. So anyone 60 and over that may need assistance when it comes to grocery shopping, whether they would like a volunteer to actually pick up the groceries for them and bring it to them, or actually if the volunteer is able and willing to, of course, to bring them in their vehicle to, say, Hugo's or Walmart or to the grocery store. Again, so they can pick out their own food. But what I found with volunteers in the past, they get to know their seniors pretty well and know what they like or don't like. But again, if they're able to get out, want to get some fresh air and get out and about, if the volunteer's able, they can bring them in their vehicle to the store. And again, it's just a very social thing. And then bringing the groceries back, maybe helping them put the groceries away. Or open items for them, and then maybe having a cup of coffee and visit with them after, if time allows, which are, again, those great stories that I get to as the coordinator here when a senior calls, and so they're so thankful and grateful for our volunteers to do this because they are just volunteering their time.
Yeah, how rewarding is that?
So rewarding, yeah. That's what's so rewarding about this position, period. Working with this population, the senior population, the communities and volunteers, it's always positive.
Mm-hmm.
Always positive.
Yeah, and just one of the many different positive programs that you guys have with this Groceries to Go. And it's a different different type of program, too, as opposed to, you know, the exercise program with the SAIL. And so you guys have a wide variety.
We do. So if a senior right now is listening to this, and again, we can give my information at the end, but the best thing for the senior to do would be to call me over the phone. We just do a simple intake form, basically name, address, phone number, contact information, what they're looking for, what they're not looking for, and then I would coordinate and reach out to a Grocery to Go volunteer in, say, Crookston or Red Lake Falls or wherever it may be, that may be interested in assisting the senior, and then kind of setting that all up and having them meet and go from there. So it's a bit of a process, but once it gets going, it goes pretty well and pretty smoothly, and they can sometimes shop just, you know, once a week, even twice a week, or even just once a month, or pick up their groceries for them. So, and those are all the questions that I would ask when they would call.
Okay, and so that's still not all the programs that you guys have.
No, another program that we have is the Handy Hands, used to be called the Handyman program. We call it the Handy Hands now, helping people remain safe and independent in their homes. So this is for our volunteers, men or women, you know, that's why we say Handy Hands or Handy Person. Doesn't have to be specifically a man that can go into a senior's home and help them with simple fixes around their home, things they can't do. Minor changes so that the seniors have an easier and safer place to live in, of course. Installing, say, grab bars, fixed smoke alarms or leaky faucets, or replace light bulbs. So just minor type of jobs. of course, because these volunteers are just volunteering their time. And if it's something above and beyond that, then of course I would suggest they find a real handy person to do that for them. And it, you know, along with the repairs, volunteers can conduct safety assessments and provide education on fall and fire prevention in their home. Anyone, again, 55 and older, living in their home, we highly encourage individuals with disabilities and veterans also to apply. And again, calling me to do that intake to find out what exactly they're needing, where they're located, and moving forward from there.
How can people become a volunteer?
So that too, contacting me via the phone or email. We can do it over the phone. I can send the enrollment over the, you know, in the snail mail or over email. Or also the best thing to do is to meet in person. What I'm hoping to do now moving forward is to get some in-services done within the counties that we serve. So just doing like a meet and greet type of thing and say, hey, come if you're interested and you're 55 years of age and older and not yet enrolled in our program and would like to volunteer and doing these many, many opportunities that there are, let's meet a certain day or time. That seems to be very efficient, works well from what I've done in the past, very well.
And then what's that contact information? I suppose we should probably share that.
Sure. The phone number to reach me at is 218-281-8289. And my email is jkerdman@umn.edu. But I think the phone is a good place to start, and then we can just get some information there and maybe, you know, set up a time to actually meet. Basically, it's just an enrollment form that they fill out. Again, contact information, where they live, phone numbers, what they would like to do. Would they like to grocery shop? Would they like to be a leader of the exercise class? Would they like to work at or volunteer at a museum or a library or a food shelf? And those are different things that are on that application for them to fill out, that I can better coordinate them to what works best for them and reach out to, say, the library and say, hey, I've got Mrs. Johnson who would love to volunteer once a week, and then go from there and coordinate that. So that makes sense.
Is there any final thoughts that you have here on our Valley Talk program for today?
I just want to, you know, just throw out about our program and how important it is. And nationwide, currently we have 300,000 AmeriCorps seniors enrolled in RSVP, serving 65,000 locations across the country, which contributes 60 million hours of service. So that's huge. Currently, again, in the seven counties that we serve in Northwest Minnesota, we have 600 plus volunteers with over 100 plus stations, which I'm very proud to say that are active and up and running. And any information needed on any of these programs we touch base, or just to enroll, or a little bit more about the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, please reach out to me. I'm there, and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
Well, Jennifer, thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk program, and I look forward to speaking with you down the road.
Thank you.
So that was Jennifer Erdman on today's Valley Talk program.